60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, personally, I don't really know what it's like to fly commercial, but
you fly private?
I
hear a lot of our listeners do, and I think many people fly that way. That's what I hear. And another thing that I hear about flying commercial is one of the most annoying parts is checking your bag and then having to wait for it to finally come out once you reach your destination.
I know. I would literally do anything to make sure I'm only bringing a carry-on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I gotta wear the same outfit for 2 weeks, fine. It's fine by me. Only one
Doesn't
pair
matter.
Of underwear, I got it.
Mm-hmm. It turns out, though, there are a couple secret ways to always getting your luggage before anybody else.
Oh, really?
Yep, the best trick to having your suitcase come out first is to ask the staff to put a fragile sticker on it when you're checking in.
Oh, okay.
Because the bags with fragile stickers are usually loaded into the plane last and therefore removed first. Because they want to keep them protected.
I feel like that they're shaken hardest, but that's just my experience with airline baggage.
I think so, too. It means the employees kick them around a little bit.
Yeah.
They're like, I hate these passengers so much. The other way experts say to ensure that you get your luggage first is be one of the very last people to check in.
Yeah.
So that means your bags go on the aircraft last. But of course, being last to check in could mean that you could miss your flight and then you'd be waiting for your bags for a really, really long time.
Yeah.
I don't think that risk is worth the reward on that one.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. It's like you got to wait another like 10 minutes or 5 hours.
Yeah. Or they'll call you from whatever destination you're at and you'll see your luggage in 4 days.
There it is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's right
so there.
There
you go. There's a couple tricks for you. And I think personally, we should just slap fragile stickers on our necks before we get into the shot caller question of the day. But let's do it now. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
Ooh, I got Brooke.
Oh, lovely.
Brooke. All right, here we go, Brooke. Brooke's putting the shock collar on. And while she does that, Jeffrey, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
There's a very famous mode of transportation that first came out back in the 1800s. It was so revolutionary that originally women were banned from using it. The reason is because at the time, people believed that a woman's delicate body was not designed to handle its power. And if they were to ever use one, then, quote, their female parts would fly out of their bodies and their bones would melt.
Wow.
Whoa. Whoa.
That would be impressive.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I want to try it just to see if that happens.
But after 4 years, they realized their theories about women were wrong and they lifted the ban, and now this method of travel is still around today and women can use it. What is it?
Wow. There goes my hoo-ha. Lost another one.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. My first thought, since it's the 1800s, is trolleys.
Oh.
Because the trolley system, right?
I think
they're going fast.
Yeah, and if they think you're going to completely melt your bones and stuff, it's got to be going really fast. So I think it's got to be something faster than that.
You think? I don't know.
You know?
Dude, they thought women were so delicate back then, which is ironic seeing that they've all witnessed childbirth without any sort of pain medication.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Okay, my other thought is, like, what if it's something on wheels? Like, I think bicycles are older than the 1800s, but what if it's, like, a skateboard?
But
when did skating start? I think the 1800s is when all the skaters came out, really.
Tony Hawk and all those guys.
Yeah,
it's too late. I think you got to think of, like, a speeding train.
Remember, speeding to them was, like, 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, but trains were...
That's actually a good point. Nothing went fast, really, back then.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
There's a very famous mode of transportation that first came out back in the 1800s. It was so revolutionary that originally women were banned from using it because people believed that a woman's delicate body was not designed to handle its power. And if they were to ever use one, then, quote, their female parts would fly out of their bodies and their bones would melt. But they realized their mistakes and they eventually lifted the ban. It's still around today. What is it?
He's saying power. It had a lot of power.
What about a steamboat?
See, there you go. Steam power, something with like an
engine.
Okay,
guys, what do we got? Motorcycle.
Was that invented back then?
Okay, I'm either going to go trolley, steamboat, or train. Help.
I say train.
I think train.
Steamboat.
In the early 1800s, a revolutionary new invention arrived in the United States, but women were originally banned from using it because many American men stupidly thought that female bodies were not designed to reach speeds of 50 miles an hour, enclosed space. But after 4 years, they realized women's bodies weren't quite as fragile as they suspected, so they lifted the ban, and forevermore, women have been free to ride Segways.
What?
Segways? No.
I'm just kidding. It's locomotive trains.
Oh, yeah, right. Dang it. I thought it was too obvious. That's why I went away from you. I should have listened. But my little delicate body couldn't handle the right answer.
Right? No. You didn't even know, but your body was scared of it.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine being the first woman on a train? They're like, whoa, what's going to happen?
Yeah. All right, everyone, let's say a prayer.
You got it wrong. And somebody texted in and wanted to hear Payphone by Maroon 5, but they also requested that it be sung in a British accent. So.
God.
Whenever
wait, give me
you're
a British
ready.
Accent.
Hello.
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 Governor?
I'm
okay.
On a
hello, Governor. I'm at a payphone. Okay.
That's how it starts.
What is the tune?
I'm at a payphone.
Trying to call home. All of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? I don't know British or this song. Sorry. Too much.
Just a fail all around. But there you go. There's the shock. All right. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.